You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, No Filter Friday. We have only one line left open, 303-691-1649. Yeah. Let's try to get through as many of these as we possibly can.
All right.
Starting with Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good.
It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. We're talking with our friends.
Yeah, more importantly, how are you? This is about you right now.
I'm great. I just wanted to call in. I heard you guys on the radio, and I heard that you were looking for someone to call your bluff so you can play Hey There, Delilah by...
Whoa, no, wait.
But see, you defeated the purpose because you actually called in.
That's if nobody calls in. Then that's when we determined. You just want to hear Hey There, Delilah. Okay. Oh God, Dom.
Yes.
Are you saying you like this song, Elizabeth?
Yes, of course. Hey there, Delilah,
what's Elizabeth, like we're gonna have to let you go.
I gotta kill that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There. Are you happy?
Than that, what's on your mind? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, I work a 9-to-5 job, so I will be sleeping all weekend. It's going to be great.
Well, that's good. It's good to catch up on the weekends. So what's this 9-to-5 job that you're doing?
I'm a teller at a bank.
Oh, okay.
That's good. That's all right.
I get to... Here.
No. Yeah, you go to sleep to this.
Yeah,
you'll be sleeping all weekend.
Lullaby. Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
Elizabeth, you're charming and delightful. Have a fun day and a great weekend, okay?
Nice to meet you. Thanks for the laugh. See you later.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, God.
That's all you get, Elizabeth. That's all you get. Brendan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're well. Thank you very much.
My friend. What's on your mind? What's going on in your world?
Oh, well, I know that, Dom, you're a big proponent of science and all that stuff, and you love your News for Nerds, and I had to call in and tell you about my new job that I'd started not too long ago.
Ooh. Am I going to be jealous?
You might be a little bit.
Well, right, spit it out. What is it?
Lay it on us.
So I just recently started working for the space business area of Lockheed Martin out in Littleton.
Awesome.
God,
that's so cool,
I want
dude.
That job.
I have three very close friends that work out there at that office, and they do top secret stuff, and it drives me nuts because they can't tell me what they do.
I want to know what they do. Can you tell us what you're going to be doing, Brendan, or you're not allowed to?
I'm not allowed to.
Oh, come on.
It is classified.
Oh, well,
see?
You know, just for that.
Yep. There you go. Take this song to space.
Oh, my God.
I think you just called to brag that you're working in a classified program. This is what my friends do, too. They're like, nah, can't talk about it. It's a really big deal, though. But, yeah, can't talk about it.
I mean, it is the best part, right? You get to tell everybody. They're like, oh, what do you do? I can't tell you that.
Yeah, sorry. Can't. My wife doesn't even know. My husband doesn't even know.
That's fantastic. Listen, when I was a kid, my dad was career military. And there was a while there where he worked in the Air Force in a department where he could not, like, we could come onto the base, but we couldn't come into the area where he was working, was all fenced off with barbed wire and stuff like that. And he couldn't talk about some of the stuff he was doing for a while. So,
do you have a spouse
or
a significant other?
I do. I have a wife.
Do you have a wife? Does it drive her nuts not knowing what you do, like where you're going every day and what you're doing?
No, she knows like where I go, and she knows kind of like the high level what I do.
Okay,
but that's all that she knows. But she doesn't pry.
Oh man, it drive me nuts.
Well, you know what? I just want to say congratulations to you for
the new gig and
have fun with it. And thank you for listening to your boys in the morning, Brendan. We appreciate you. Okay, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate you guys, too. I'm a little sad because I go in so early now that I miss most of your show, but I try to catch it at, like, the very first hour that you guys are on. So,
Well, we got podcasts galore.
Yeah.
You can catch up on a lot of it with podcasts, too. So,
oh, I've listened to every episode that you guys put out. So,
dude, that's, like, a couple thousand, I think. So,
You're a total
rock star.
You know
how Spotify tells you, like, your most listened to artist of the year every year?
Yeah.
You guys were number one. So.
You need to send us a screenshot of that. We'll post it.
Really? You do?
Yeah, please do. That's awesome.
And we'll make you a star. We'll post it online. We'll say, Brendan's, like, number one fan. That's
Since you've listened
fantastic.
To all the podcasts, do you have a question for us real quick before we let you go?
Oh, man.
Anything?
I wasn't prepared for a question.
No, that's all right. I'm just curious.
It's all right.
If you guys could do anything else, what would you do?
Oh my gosh.
Like if Jeff Bezos said, here's $10 billion, you can go do whatever you want, what would you go do?
Well, I wouldn't be working. I don't know, man. That's a good question. I love entertaining, so it'd be something in the entertainment field, I would imagine.
Jeremy would be in the entertainment
I
world.
Do.
I'd probably just write full time.
Mm-hmm.
Just write full time.
Oh, there you go.
Not what you expected,
yeah, when's
huh?
When's your spy book coming out?
The fifth one will be out in September. First four are out. Fifth one will be in September. And then the sixth one probably by December. So,
but he can't talk about it. He can't talk about it anymore.
I'm not allowed to talk. Yeah. Listen, we got to run, buddy. Thank you so much for listening and listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
See
all
you,
right?
man.
Yeah, I'll send you guys the screenshot.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's really cool. We were his number one Spotify.
That's really neat.
That's fantastic. Bailey, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to? Anything fun? What do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to be packing and I'm going to be shopping. It's going to be a blast.
Packing and shopping?
That's... Packing for what?
I am going to, well, I go to school in Arizona, so I'm going to be packing to move back there. And then also, I go to Chicago on Monday, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, you're hopping all over, aren't
great.
You?
I love Chicago. I know I'm not... What are you doing in Chicago? What's the reason for that trip?
I've never been before, so I'm really excited. I'm going with my boyfriend, and we're going to go, like, just sightsee everything, because he's been there a long... He has family there, so we'll probably see his family, too.
Yeah. This is going to be a big trip.
There.
He might propose and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in front of his family.
I'll keep you updated.
Are you expecting a proposal anytime soon?
I mean, I'm 20. We've been dating for 3 years, yeah. But... I mean, I don't know.
Nah.
I still think I'm pretty young.
You are pretty young. Don't do that. That's way too young. Keep dating.
Yeah.
Enjoy the dating time. All right. What are you studying in Arizona then for school?
I am majoring in mechanical engineering and minoring in Spanish.
Oh, you're going to go so far in this life. So far.
You guys are too nice.
So you speak Spanish, I'm guessing?
A little bit. My accent is horrible, but I can understand it really well.
Can you
do us a favor. In Espanol, we want you to say, I love my boys in the morning.
Can you do that?
I will try.
Do it.
Me encanta mis chicos en la mañana.
Mis chicos. I like that. Yeah.
I like that a lot. You know, good luck with you at school. And listen, when you're in Chicago, I want you to go have dinner with your boyfriend at this place called the Signature Room.
Okay? I'm going to write that down.
Write it down. It's up on like the 95th floor of, what building is that? I'm spacing on it, but it's on the 95th floor. And so you go there and you have dinner and you get views out over the city and out over Lake Michigan.
Beautiful.
From 94.5 floors up.
Perfect place to propose.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you, guys. You're setting me up.
Well, try to get yourself a reservation before you go, because I know it'll be really busy. But
okay.
Listen, you are terrific. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a great weekend. Have a great time in Chicago, okay, Bailey?
Thank you so much. I've listened to you guys for so long. You're literally my favorite people ever.
Oh, hug it out. Come on. Awkward long hug. Let's do it.
I should have had her say that in Spanish, too.
Oh, Bailey, you're sweet.
Safe travels to you. Thank you for listening.
Adios.
Thank you. Adios. Bye.
Bye. That's Spanish for goodbye.
I got you.
Okay.
I'm on board. Say hello to Megan.
Hello, Megan.
Hey there.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's girl.
Hey.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I work for the Colorado Lottery.
Oh, I bet you're busy.
I'm excited for someone to hit that tonight so I don't have to talk about the $1 billion anymore. Oh.
I'd like to hit that tonight, too.
Colorado to hit it.
Yeah, hit it good.
Yeah, you know what?
Hit
I'm
it
tired
twice.
Of hearing about people on the East Coast winning. And yeah, we need a Colorado winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do, man. We've never had one. So it's our turn.
I might roll out today and throw $20 at this. I probably
Go
should.
Go ahead, Jer.
Are you allowed to play it, Megan?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
That'll be my gripe of the day. I can't play it. No one in my house can play it.
Yeah, I figured.
That makes sense, though. It makes total sense.
Sure. Be an inside job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what people would think, for sure. So,
I understand
so you
that role.
Win it.
I'm going to.
You know what? If we win it, we'll give you like 10 grand. How's that? Jeremy and I would each give you 10 grand.
Why
okay?
not?
How's that?
I would like that. I work hard for your money.
What do you do for them? What's your job title?
I do communications for them.
Okay, that's good.
So, yeah.
Well, you're communicating with us, so that's good.
You used to be in our building. You used to work downstairs in our building.
I know.
All right, look at that.
I know, exactly.
What are you doing this weekend? Impress me with your weekend plans.
Well, I was thinking of brunch. That's not exciting.
Nuh-uh.
I might go for a walk in the cemetery. It's something I like to do.
Dom likes that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, people think we're weirdos, Megan, but it's a really cool place to go. Like, go over to the
so
Fairmount
beautiful.
Cemetery.
You know what? I'm there. I'm walking there right now.
Whoa.
To the Fairmount?
Creepy.
Yep. The Fairmount is beautiful. My dad was a mortician, so I love cemeteries.
Oh, my gosh. You're into all this.
I like the ones that have a lot of history. When I moved, you know, east, that's where the cemeteries are, where you can see gravestones from, like, the 1600s and the 1700s and stuff like that.
Did your dad ever have any, like, stories about, you know, bodies sitting up or anything like that?
Yeah, he has.
Like, give us one of them.
Yeah, tell me one.
Do you have one in specifically that you remember?
He said in the embalming room and the person had died in a way that their arms were straight to their sides. So you have to put them up and cross them over.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he said he was reaching down to, get a towel. And he basically got goosed by this dead body's arm.
What?
Out, like, whacked him in the butt.
What?
And he was bent over, yeah. There's a lot of stories.
Wait a minute.
That's
the
fantastic.
Body goosed your dad.
And he liked it so much, he tried to do it again.
I mean, I doubt that he actually pinched my dad, but you know what I mean. He got hit in the butt. That's
your dad's into some weird stuff.
That's so good.
That's really good. Oh, man, that would creep me out.
Well.
I used to pick up bodies for money in high school, so.
Fair how much you get paid for that?
I used to drive 3.5 hours. To like the city and get paid $100.
Huh.
You're a kid. That's great.
That's big money, yeah.
Yeah.
You're darn right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. You know what?
Thanks.
You made us smile, Megan. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
Thanks for not playing Hey There Delilah on my bit.
You're welcome, yeah.
Okay.
See you later.
See ya. Bye. On my bit.
That's great. We're going to try to squeeze in two more. They both have to be quickly, I hate to say, but as quickly as we can. Dan, good morning. Welcome.
Dan.
Good morning. I have to tell you, I'm a little intimidated by following the getting goosed by a dead body story.
I mean, how can you beat that, Dan? You really can't.
If your story doesn't measure up, you're going to get Delilah'd. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Uh-huh. So what's going on in your world, buddy?
Oh, boy. It's as busy as ever, but things are good. We're building a little place up in the mountains, and then I wanted to make a comment about your Boys Against the Girls contest, which I absolutely love.
Every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe how tied up or darn close to it, if memory serves.
Yeah, it's ladies completely tied for the year. Three months to 3 months and one tie.
Yeah, ladies won July. So, what's your comment on it?
One, first of all, love it. Two, I think it was yesterday even, she kind of did a mic drop impressive win over the boys, I hate to say, but she did. But then when you went on a roll and said, how far can she go with this? And you rattled off like three or four more questions.
I
and
did.
She nailed every one of them. That was pretty impressive.
I used all my questions that I had tucked back for Tuesday's game, and she was like, boom, boom, boom.
You know
dun,
what?
Dun, dun.
We'll give her love again. Her name was Dana, and she was 5 for 5. And you know what I'll add to that, Dan? Is that all 5 of them she didn't even really think about. She just, boom, knew. Yeah.
She was unstoppable.
5. So.
And none of them were multiple choice either. I mean, she knew the answers.
Yeah. She was good.
She was really
good.
She was
good.
Yeah.
She deserved the
win.
She's
like a boys against the girls ringer is what she is.
Guru, right. Yeah. So have you ever considered, I know the game does not need improvement, but it was always curious to me, and I don't know how you'd ever want to just fill this in for giggle's sake or you give someone a half a point or something, but if, let's say you, I'll just make this as an example. You gave the girl the question, she answers, but before you tell, you know, if that's right or wrong, the guy also gave an answer. So if she answered incorrectly and so did he, that's one scenario. But if she didn't and he did know the guy's answer, because he's a guy, he ought to, then maybe he gets a half a point or something like that.
Sure,
It's funny. You know, that was like neither one of you got it. So actually, I was on your contest once, and it was curious because I knew the guy questions you asked the girl. They were like, oh, that's easy. But I didn't know. I did win, actually.
Listen,
but it was just by the hair of my chin. Yeah.
I got to tell you two things. First of all, you are a remarkable person. Thank you so much for listening to our show and for all of your wonderful comments. However, your suggestion about boys against the girls gets you this.
Sorry, Dan. It's not going to happen.
It started so well.
Here you go.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
Bummer for you, bud.
You're a good sport, man. Dan, thank you for being on
the
show,
Dan.
Buddy. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You too. Take care.
Bye, Dan. We'll definitely consider that suggestion, though.
We will consider it, of course. Just having fun. We have about 60 seconds to talk to Joe. Hello, Joe.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good, Joe.
Couldn't be better. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, I'm just working. I'm a letter carrier, so I'll be working tomorrow anyway.
Are you? That's all
right.
Do
you read people's magazines and postcards and stuff like that? Say yes.
That's good.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. More yes than no.
He's told he's not supposed to. That's why he's saying no, but he really does.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a little contest here in the station where if I get a postcard, okay, I hold it up to everybody. Okay, where is this from, guys? Where is this from? And they're like, they're trying to guess where it's
funny.
From.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen come across in the old mailroom? Like a
careful. Oh, the weirdest to me, personally, it's just the ashes of someone's past.
Loved ones.
A lot of death on that.
Yeah, so
no
you can
Friday
mail too. Grandpa?
Yes, you can.
I didn't know that.
With ashes, but they have to sign for it, though. I mean, you can't just leave it on the porch or anything.
No, you don't want to leave that in the mailbox.
You don't want to leave Grandma on the porch.
No, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's great. Joe, I will tell you quickly, because we've got to run, but we did a contest back in the 90s where I asked people to mail me a banana, and it couldn't be in a package. It just had to be a banana with, you know, Dom Testa, care of Mix 100, written on it, because legally the Postal Service has to deliver that. And so the prize was for the first person who got one through to me in the best condition. And I, honest to God, I got a phone call from the Postmaster General of Denver saying, listen, it's really funny, but please don't ever do that again.
Yep.
Joe, you're a rock star, buddy. Thanks for making the rounds. Thank you for spending your mornings with us.
Thanks,
and thank you,
Joe,
for calling for No Filter Friday. Jimmer, what'd you think of
another
No
huge
Filter
success
Friday today?
Huge success today. Thank you, everybody.